Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Carla Boat, administrator of the Care for Yourself program in Marion County and surrounding counties, about breast cancer awareness and guidelines from the American Cancer Society.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Quite a few events going on, the Knoxville Cancer Relay. We have our radiothons and a few of these other things. We just want to remind people about breast cancer awareness, the Care for Yourself program. Specifically, you said there's some new information in regards to guidelines from the American Cancer Society. Is that correct?
That is correct, Cade. I just want to remind everybody that statistically, 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in her lifetime. So that's something that touches everybody. Even if you're not the one that's diagnosed, most people know somebody that has had or is being treated for breast cancer. And this October is just a good time of year to just think about, did I have my screening? You know, is it time for me to have my screening? There's been a lot of discussion in the last few years about unnecessary testing, the benefits of testing. Does the testing outweigh maybe a false positive or additional things that need to be done? And so several organizations have made some changes in their recommendations. It used to be women were told to get their baseline mammogram at age 40. If you have a first degree family member who has had breast cancer, such as a grandma, a mom, a sister, you would be told then to start 10 years earlier than the date that they were diagnosed. But that age 40 was pretty much a standard. Well, now, based on some new research, the American Cancer Society has changed their guidelines. They are now recommending that between ages 40 and 44, you may start having your first mammogram if you want to. You want to talk to your doctor about the risk of the screenings as well as the potential benefits before you decide. And then the American Cancer Society is saying women 45 to 54 should go ahead and have their mammogram every year. And then women 55 and older, they're recommending now that we can switch to every other year, or you can still continue with your yearly mammograms if your doctor thinks it's beneficial for you. A lot of people want to know, when do I stop? That's between you and your doctor. But most people recommend that you should continue to have your annual mammogram as long as you're in good health and, you know, you're wanting to be treated if something was diagnosed. So those are the new guidelines. Most insurance companies are still paying for yearly mammograms, but you'll want to check with your own provider and your own insurance carrier to know if there's been any changes to that.
And just kind of as we're thinking about breast cancer awareness this month, to remind people to talk again a little bit about the Care for Yourself program. I mean, what's important about that and what it offers?
Great, I'd love to. Care for Yourself has been around since 1995 as a nationwide program. And what it does is it pays for an annual mammogram. We still do pay annually, starting at age 40. And we also pay for one annual office visit a year plus a pap test as recommended by the American Cancer Society guidelines. The nice thing about our program is we're a rural county here. Even though it's based on income guidelines, just about everybody in Marion County meets those income guidelines. So you just need to be between the ages of 40 and 64, 250% or lower of poverty level, and you can have either no insurance and join my program. We take people that have some insurance, but maybe it doesn't pay well. You have to meet a deductible. You have a high copayment. And we do take women now that have insurance that is paying for those mammograms, but maybe they're having some issues with these changes with the Medicaid system as to, okay, who's a provider? Where do I have to go? Do I have to drive to Iowa City to have it done? Do I have to drive to Des Moines? Can help facilitate with all those things. So all they have to do is give me a call here at Public Health, and Christina or I can walk them through the process, and it's just, as they say, piece of cake.
It seems like that's very important when you're dealing with something like this that might be uncomfortable and confusing for people, and just you guys are able to offer a little bit of guidance and experience in that.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and if maybe you think you felt a lump and you don't know, you don't regularly have a healthcare provider and you don't know what to do next, give us a call over here and we can walk you through what your next steps are.
Thanks again to Carla Boat. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIA KRLS KnoxvilleHealth.com.